Now, I've just done what on the face of it would seem to be a very foolish thing. And I mentioned before my knee's been crocked for a few months since the car accident in July. And I've been having a pretty bad time of that with the knee recently. And yet, this Saturday, I still came down to the Knapp and did 2 hours of push-hands training with one of my students. It's the first time I've been down here on a Saturday for months, and I didn't stress the knee by playing the form, but I did do 2 hours of trying to start this particular student to learn much more the martial side of Tai Chi. And it's 2 hours the knee simply will not take. I'm not even driven home yet. I can already feel what bad state the knee's in as a result of doing this. But I've done it for a reason. And it's the same thing my teacher did with me when he fell before he died. There comes a point where you've got to... I'm trying to find the right words. There comes a point where the art takes precedent, I guess. And when you've got a student who wants to take it to the next level, who wants the time and effort putting in, then you owe it to the student to be there, I guess is the best way of putting it, just sentiment. And the price you pay as a teacher for that is part of being a teacher of the art. It's part of the sacrifice you have to make for the art. People think the sacrifice is just having to play, in Tai Chi terms, just play the form regularly. That's not the sacrifice at all, because that's good for you, and it's the playing the form is what gets you the benefit of it. It's where the changes come from. But it's all about when you're days like this, you really want to be in the warm and laid up resting, and you've got to be there for somebody else. That's the discipline of being a teacher, and it's what my teacher did for me, and I'm nowhere nearly as seriously injured as he was, but it's what I'm doing too for my students. And hopefully one day, if you want to teach, it's what you'll do for yours.